From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Mo Rocca, Adam Felber, and Roxanne Roberts. And here again is your host at the Pasadena Civic Auditorium in Pasadena, California, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you all. Thank you so much. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Peter, my name is Gregory Langlois. Hi, how you do?
I'm doing fine, Gregory. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
That's good. And
I'm extremely excited.
I can tell.
Really.
Well, welcome to the show, Greg.
Yeah, thanks.
Now, you're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Greg's topic?
The Hatfields and McCoys got nothing on us.
Family feuds are the stuff of classic Russian novels, great game shows. So in keeping with this week's theme, our panelists are going to tell you three stories about the dark side of family, the fights. Choose the true story of a family at war, and you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine or voicemail. Ready to go?
Yeah, sounds very dramatic.
It is. It's pretty dramatic. Let's hear first from Adam Felber.
Back in the 40s, Germany's Dassler brothers had it all. They ran a successful shoe business together, lived together. Heck, they'd even joined the Nazi party together. But their fairy tale story came to an end in 1948 when a fight broke out between them and a livid Rudolf Dassler abruptly moved out, moved across the Oric River, and set up a rival shoe business. Adolf Adi Dassler renamed his company Adidas, while rebellious Rudolf christened his Puma. And in the ensuing decades, sleepy Herzog in Oric became a town where an Adidas man dared not show his face in a Puma restaurant, and vice versa. It was like Der Sharks and Das Jets, but with much less shiny, more ergonomic footwear. Well, just this September, the feud came to an official end as the new heads of the company shook hands to mark World Peace Day. But it came too late for Adolf and Rudolf, who died 30 years ago and are now buried in the same graveyard, on opposite ends, of course, but for their mourners, just a quick jog.
A vicious fight leads to lifelong separation and the creation of Adidas and its rival Puma. Your next story of strains in the family ties comes from Roxanne Roberts.
Britain's West family owned what they always thought was a bad parody of Jane Eyre. A bad, very valuable parody, as it turned out, when they took it to Antique Roadshow this spring. Handwriting experts authenticated the 19th century manuscript as an undiscovered work of Emily Bronte, a snarky, intentionally bad version of her older sister's novel. Titled Jane Eyress, the story follows a fat, lazy aristocrat who takes a job as a governess to steal her sister's husband. Bronte scholars, of course, are in an uproar. This completely changes the perception of Emily as a gentle, loving sister to Charlotte, historian Edward Thornton told London's Guardian. I had no idea she was such a, well, rhymes with witch.
Emily Bronte parodies her sister's work in a newly discovered manuscript. Your last story of familial relations not relating so well comes from Mo Rocca.
Actor Steve Guttenberg and his brother Dak were closer than frickin' frack growing up. But when the Berlin Wall fell 20 years ago, another wall went up between the two brothers. It was then that the printing press invented by their great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, Johannes Gutenberg, was released by the formerly communist state to the sole surviving heirs, Steve and Dak. Steve Gutenberg was appropriately awed. The development of movable type was a revolutionary improvement over the handwritten manuscript, rightly considered a key factor in the European Renaissance, he said. Dak's take, meanwhile, yeah, old Joe was a crafty SOB, left us the gift that keeps on giving. While Steve wanted to donate the press to the Smithsonian, Dak wanted to, quote, soup this thing up, electrify it, start printing some of them Gutenberg Bibles. Printing press? More like printing money. Sorry, some of us don't have the luxury of sitting around counting our three men and a baby residuals all day. And so the fate of the printing press is frozen in litigation.
All right. Which of these is the real story of a family feud? From Adam Felber, how a fight between brothers who ran a shoe company together led to the creation of Adidas and Puma and how they never spoke to each other. From Roxanne Roberts, how a recently discovered manuscript shows that Emily Bronte didn't think much of her sister Charlotte's work Or from Mo Rocca, the Gutenberg brothers today deal with the legacy of the Gutenbergs of yesteryear. Which of these is the real story of a family feud?
I am a big soccer fan, though. I love shoes.
Right.
So I think I'm gonna have to decide.
They like
first
it.
One.
You're gonna go with the first one.
Yeah.
The audience approves. All right. Well, we spoke to someone who knows intimately the history of this particular feud.
For many decades, this little town had been divided between Adidas and Puma employees because the companies were founded by rival brothers.
You were right. That, of course, was Barbara Smith. She's the author of Sneaker Wars, the enemy brothers who founded Adidas and Puma and the family feud that forever changed the business of sports. She was, of course, talking about the great feud that split a town and founded two companies. You were correct. Adam had the right answer. You picked it. You win Carl's voice in your home answering machine. Well done, Greg.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for playing with us today.
Thank you very much. I had a great time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.